Paul Johnson had lived for many years in Saudi Arabia, but his hometown was in southern New Jersey. Today, churches in the area honored his memory. Reporter Aries Keck of member station WHYY has this report.
Paul Johnson Jr.'s hometown was Eagleswood, a small township in the remote, heavily wooded area of New Jersey known as the Pine Barrens. It's a community of only 1,500 people, many very devout Christians. Services at the Calvary Baptist Church opened today with a remembrance of Johnson. Residents held vigils all week for Johnson. The largest was at the Eagleswood Township Firehouse. Firefighter William Seeley gave a sense of the town.
Oh, here we're all volunteer. We drop everything we do to help somebody. That's what makes us good people.
It's such a small community that most people know a member of Johnson's family or remember Johnson himself. Dennis Brown of nearby Little Egg Harbor was a neighbor.
I lived about a mile from him. So we swam and we played tag at the right down the road here. There's a bridge and floodgates. We swam there, we played tag, we went skating together. I've been sick the last couple days, just sick in my stomach about it all. Just rips my heart out.
Maria, also from Little Egg, lived nearby.
Oh, I think we're just a small town. It's been very rough, very hard for the community as a whole.
Many of those who attended church today say they don't understand Johnson's death. He'd lived safely in Saudi Arabia for over 10 years, and many are very angry at the images of his kidnapping and beheading. Christopher, like many residents here, is tired of the media attention and refused to give his last name. He's a former Marine who served in the First Gulf War. As he sat outside the church and furiously smoked a cigarette, he said Americans should leave the Middle East altogether.
Just get the hell out. Everyone's going to lose sons, daughters, and it really is too much to bear. And that's it. There's nothing. What words can say? God bless New Jersey.
This week, every house in the area added a yellow ribbon to the American flag they've already been flying. For NPR News, I'm Aries Keck.